Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fan. What better way to start your day than with a fresh new episode from the Cleveland Crew? Another opportunity to not only listen to stories told by current NBA players, idols, influencers, etc., but here's another reminder of just how evergreen and unique our platform really is. A lot like that of George Hill or Larry Sanders from a couple years back, Alec Burks, who spent some time in Cleveland wearing the wine and gold, sat down with Channing, J-Mike, and Angel just days before he was traded to the Sacramento Kings. Talking just about anything you can imagine, we take this time now to flash back to January from some time spent with the Cleveland Crew and this week's episode guest, Alec Burks. J-Mike, take it away.
All right, thank you, Allie. John Michael here with Angel Gray and the godfather, one of the godfathers of Road Tripping. It is Channing Fry. Good to see you, buddy. How are you?
What's up? Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring. And the one we have here joining us, who may or may not kiss the ring, is Alec Burks. How are you?
I'm good, you know, cooling.
Cooling. Great start.
Cooling much.
Great to have you join us. Kansas City, not St. Louis. That's something
Kansas
to remember.
Kansas City, not home St. of the Louis. Burnt ends. Mm-hmm. Quick question. I posted a picture of you being on this podcast. Somebody wants to know what's up with those pink shoes and where can you get them?
MyAdidas.com. I was in the summer board, made the shoes.
And then you just made pink shoes.
Just made pink shoes. I like the loud color, and then everybody just keep asking me about it now.
So you got to wear pink shoes all the time.
Nah, they broke the last, yeah, the laces broke.
What kind of shoes were these again?
Adidas, a Dane. Dane
so Adidas, hey, here we go. Shoes he broke. Okay, cool. My bad. Here you go. My bad. My Nikes have not
never broken. Yeah. They've never broken.
And I'm low-key wearing the same Nikes for the last 3 months. Every day, practice, running. I actually walk in the snow in them, and they're still good. Just kidding. No,
but the shoes that he has, they're still kind of loud now, but ones, it has yeah, some stuff bait, on it. What is that?
Bathing ape. I don't know if you heard about that clothing line.
No. Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know.
You know the kids. You know these kids, these generation, but it's a clothing
What kind
brand.
Of shoes do you have on right now?
Oh, your favorites, Yeezys. Oh, he loves this guy. We talk about Yeezys all the time.
Yeah, because I think these colorway is poo-poo.
These is,
I like those.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
I like
this
these.
Is warm radio.
So how
they
would you describe
that.
This?
What are those called?
I forgot what the name of these ones was.
Damn. They're like the original Yeezy kind of sneakers.
The 700s, though.
Yeah, the 700s with the neon laces, the gray and black and blue.
The mauve ones we were talking on the bus about, yeah. The brown ones.
Wait, so. Why'd you sign with Adidas, not Nike?
Money reasons. Okay, the check was better. Sure. Definitely. And I rock with Adidas.
Okay, what college did you go to? Because nobody knows shit about you.
Colorado University at Boulder.
What other offers did you have?
I was going to go to K-State, but you know, I don't know if y'all remember Frank Martin.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Man. I wasn't going to. He was just.
You'd have been there with Beasley.
Yeah. He left maybe a year before, about 2 years, and it wasn't my scene. So.
No. So what is your scene, Mr. Burks?
Colorado was. So at the time, that's where I needed to be at, and it worked out.
It's so interesting. I mean, we see Alec for the first 7.5 seasons in Utah, and you think to yourself, he's a quiet guy. You know, you maybe need to get to know him a little bit more, see what makes you tick. If you had to list the top 3 things that you like to do,
Like, what gets you hyped? Like, yeah, like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Which, I don't know.
Like golf, spades.
Do you play any?
Barbecue. I play spades. I like barbecue. Really
good
spades.
What type of spades player are you?
I ain't slapping anything. I'm a great partner, too, if y'all want to.
Keep that in consideration.
I like barbecue from Kansas City. I like shoes.
Only Kansas City barbecue?
Only Kansas City barbecue. I'm loyal to the course, you know?
Okay, you're not going to like this. What kind of ribs do you get?
It just depends on how I'm feeling that day. I might get a
burnt
end
sandwich.
Ribs? Nah.
How do you not get St. Louis style ribs? Those
I'm loyal to Kansas City no matter what.
They don't have Kansas City style ribs.
Yeah, I don't. I might get burnt ends. I might get a sandwich. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
If there was one person you would wake up at 5 in the morning to go to breakfast with, who would it be? Dead or alive?
Ah, man, dropped the word. But Jay-Z.
You go to breakfast with Jay-Z?
5 in the morning.
Any time
of the day.
Has there been anybody you met? I mean, you guys are accustomed to people seeing you and, you know, going crazy. Oh, there's Alec Burks. There's Channing Frye. That happens all the time with you guys. Is there anybody who you have met who you felt that way around, or that if you did meet them in the future, you'd think that you might react that way? Is there anyone out there like that?
Probably Jay-Z. Right. Or Obama, one of the two. Yeah. I think Obama might be top.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool cat.
Big time.
He definitely brother
down. What do you like about Jay-Z?
Just demeanor, man. Just everything. I'm a fan of his lyrics and just the way he moves, you know. You don't hear a lot about him because he's low-key, kind of like me. So, but he still is a big-time artist, you know, in the same way.
Do you know what Tank 7 is?
Tank 7, what?
It's a beer. It's a Kansas City beer. What about this? Joe's barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I know about that.
Okay. Are you just saying that because you said no
these
to the
Kansas
first?
Kansas City things? I'm assuming you're listing here.
So my boy went to a Kansas City party and they had all Kansas City things. Right, one of them was Tank 7 beer, I think.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I wouldn't know about that.
This is true. Yeah. Boulevard, Tank 7, Farmhouse. So if you holler at your boy, send it to Ohio. It's not that far. And then Joe's barbecue sauce, which my cousin says is unbelievable.
It's good.
Joe, send me some. I got to test it myself. Send Alec Burks on. Okay, that's all I had to say. That's the only thing.
That's more to Kansas City than what he just said, though.
What?
Like, explain
what?
It then, like because what? For us that
here,
don't know.
I
want
to take a trip to
explain
Kansas
it.
City. What do
you
I
don't
do
want
first?
It to, first, get out the airplane. Go to the, you got to go downtown. Got to go to the plaza area.
What do you have there that we don't
shopping,
have
barbecue.
Else?
Shopping?
Shopping, barbecue, whatever you want. You got
what kind of shopping?
You know, basic. Not no basic. Fancy, not no Neiman's, nothing like
so
that.
So, overalls.
Nah, see, like, you think it's a country. It's parts of the Kansas City that's very country, but just the vibe, you know, it's just everything. It's gritty, too. It's everything.
I love gritty.
I mean, born and raised, so it made me who I am today. It's every part of Kansas City.
What hospital were you born at in Kansas City?
Truman Hospital. Yeah, see,
I heard that was the worst hospital.
But he, you know, he's got. I mean, he just can't say it is what it is. I mean, if you're from there, you know. If you're not from there, you got to take a visit.
Chiefs fan, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Devastating this past weekend.
It was.
Roughing the passer, your reaction?
It's heartbreaking. That's what it is. But man. Tom Brady's a GOAT. Mm. I know. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be a GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mahomes?
Yeah.
Like, of a police academy? Mahomes?
Let's just call him my GOAT. We ain't going to get his name right. Mahomes? Let's just call him my GOAT.
Is it Mahomes or Mahoney?
From Skeff Scurry last week. Mahoney.
Yeah, he's definitely a GOAT.
Did you watch the first game?
I ain't going to hate that much on St. Louis. My girl's from there.
Oh, my God.
I can't hate that much.
Oh, man.
But I just don't like going.
Okay, so are you a football fan?
Let the world see us.
So what do you feel about the
no worries.
No call at the end then?
I should have been called, but
it's been everywhere.
Who am I to say? You know, they made that decision.
Well, it's an article, like it's section 17, article 2 or something like that, where you can replay it the entire game or from that point. Do you think that's something that should
not
be
not a chance on God's green earth?
Crazy. Complete craziness.
But here's why, though.
Open up the biggest can
at this point,
of all time.
You do something to the referees, right? They're one or two people that are in trouble. Now, if you replay that game, you risk injury for either team.
Craziness.
And you allow the players to have more power than what they should. So you say, hey, mistakes were made all game, blah, 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 blah. It's fine. It was a big play. This should have been called. It wasn't. We're upset. Sorry. Congratulations to the Rams, who end up scoring anyways. So, yes, bad calls are made. Fumbles are made. Mistakes are made. But if you go back and replay that game, and let's say Drew Brees breaks his knee. You know, not it's not going to happen, but let's say something happens to him. Now what happens? Oh, we should have never done this.
It's ludicrous regardless. Because then where do you draw the line? How big does the play have to be? Where at what point in the game does it have to be? It's craziness. It's craziness. But it was unfortunate. Didn't it leave you with a bad taste in your mouth?
Yes.
Well, I think here's
It was
thing.
Such a great day of football. Man, two overtime games. That's precisely what you think you want as a football fan. Yet at the end of the day, I was just disgusted with both games, frankly.
I think you look at the NFL, and whether they like it or not, the NFL's product is being, I wouldn't say poison, but I'm going to use the word, it's really dirty right now. Like, the NFL cannot just play good football. They can't promote their players as the NBA can, and it's becoming tougher and tougher. I think they're behind the times. And there are so many good NFL players. How is J.J. Watt, how is, you know, Ndamukong Suh, how is Tom Brady not bigger than what they are?
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady's huge. He should be bigger than LeBron. But he's not. And like, how? This man has been to the Super Bowl how many times?
Yeah, I mean, he's going for a sixth. He's going for a sixth. I mean,
it's crazy.
Patriots have been to the AFC Championship game 8 straight years. Think about that.
But
for
then,
a second.
Like, so they are basically our generation's almost the best sports team. Would you disagree?
Say it again.
Our generation's best sport team, right?
Oh, the New England
Patriots?
Within
the 2000s.
Yeah.
They are our generation's. How does this team not get more credit? Everybody on that team should be on every cardboard box, like every cereal box.
Because of Deflategate. No one wants
How do you
to
not
eat.
Promote your players like this?
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, in the NFL's defense, other than Tom Brady, it's been a rotating cast, really, over the last 8 seasons. But I couldn't agree with you. 10 years ago, I thought the NFL was the gold standard.
Yeah.
Could do no wrong.
No.
Before the concussion, quote-unquote, cover-ups, alleged cover-ups, and everything else that happened. And now the officiating is front and center.
Oh.
It's the only league that doesn't have full-time officials. I mean, these guys are lawyers and, you know, they have office jobs during the week, and then on the weekend they go and they officiate games and they're calling games that important. I mean, Alec, could you think about in the NBA setting, I mean, I'm assuming that would turn your stomach if you're sitting out there with somebody who only does this part-time, who is affecting each and everything that you do out there on the floor, right?
Yeah, what do they care? Like, I'm glad when I see guys. Like, hey, Channing, what's up, man? You still going to shoot that bullshit step back? Or you're stupid?
You had a nice step back the other day that took a lot of wind out of you.
Yeah, I was really tired,
actually. It looked a little.
I looked at it, too, and I said, crazy. I'll take this. We don't shoot enough threes anyway, so I'll take this.
That dunk was crazy.
It was crazy. I got up so high, I almost hit my head.
Your teammates thoroughly enjoyed that
shocked.
Particular
I was
play.
Thinking, oh my God, wait, is he going to let me? Oh no, I have to dunk this. That's what I thought as the ball was coming. I said, oh shit, get your legs ready. Get your feet. Are your ankles mobilized? Have you done your activation? There's a big checklist that goes into dunking, right?
You know what I was looking at too? When you were making the flood pass, I was like, please just shoot the ball, because when you actually passed it to the corner, I was just hoping it was to a player.
Oh,
not
yeah.
the bitch.
Oh, no, no. I know.
You know what I'm talking
there.
About?
Yeah. Hey, but guess what? Since my thing happened, it's happened 6 more times in the NBA. Right? What happens is we have to do – it's not just an epidemic in NBA. You cannot wear the same color warm-ups as players in the game. If we're wearing black, you have
Channing
to wear
said.
Red.
He's completely right.
Completely
I can't believe
awesome.
I'm agreeing. I cannot believe I'm agreeing with
you. Your arms on the bench.
But,
like you're
right.
Or you can't stand up
one.
Because
you
as you're playing,
well.
For people who don't dribble very well, we look down the dribble, okay? I'm an NBA. Yes, I look down the dribble. I shouldn't be dribbling anyway. But I'm dribbling. Boom, boom, boom. I see something flash up. Pow!
Yeah.
You know, I'm putting it out there, right? Like Magic Johnson, but it's to the wrong person. So it's happened to a lot of people.
It was a great pass on money, on time, on target.
Right.
It was.
That would have been a three.
I mean, Channing, you talk about getting your legs ready. You're joking about activating and getting ready. I mean, Alec.
Oh, that's not a joke, though.
All right, well, I mean,
dead serious. Do you ever see me on the sideline?
Once or twice.
I got everything. The minute I sit down for more than 15
minutes. We've
worked
together for a while, yeah.
Have you ever let an old car sit idle for too long? You know what happens?
What type of car is Channing?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Big old truck.
Man, right? The Chevy truck.
Big old truck.
Oh, that,
it ain't going to get you there
Chevelle.
Fast, but we're going to run over some stuff. It's going to be cool. The music going to play
he an old school Chevelle. They get going. But if it's
That's an old one. Listen, you got to open up the hood. Yeah. Play it with a little bit of WD-40, you know? You got to do the little twitchy thing. Hey, no. Pump the gas 6 times. Give the little handle a switch. Spray the carburetor. Oh, I had to do that on my 65 Lincoln Continental every time. Hey, do you have any old school cars?
Nah, I want one though in the future.
What do you mean you want one in the future? No offense.
I
don't know.
I want to get a Chevelle in the future. I just ain't seen one I like.
That was, that was a compliment.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
That was a compliment.
You have more than enough money.
I know. I'm saying I got enough cars already right now.
Okay, what are your cars?
I got a G Wagon. I got a pickup truck.
So
Hellcat.
Okay, a pickup truck.
F-150.
What kind of F-150?
A Platinum. I don't got a Shelby big time like you, but you know, I'm getting there. One day.
Let's speak into existence. Tires on it, or is it just a regular stock
It's lifted. It was lifted.
Okay.
And then I got a Denali and an Escalade. So what's that?
It's a like Denali and an Escalade. What's this, a Ludacris video? What in the world?
Got a kid. You know how the kid like, man.
Listen, hey, look.
Got a kid, man. You know.
I got a bunch of them. I don't have both. I got an Escalade. I had to doctor it up a little bit.
No, just young with money.
Yo, look, Escalades are good.
Man, young with money.
I had to get rid of so many. I could tell my old self. I was like, man, just get a truck.
Right.
Get a truck.
That was a big thing for you early in the league? Cars?
Yeah, I just had, like, because you think... Like, I lived in New York, so I had a truck, and that truck was like, so I get driven around, because obviously you can't drive yourself in New York. It's like almost impossible. I'm not an East Coast dude. Then when I went to Portland, I had two or three. And when I went to Phoenix, I had three or four. And now, right now, it's at one, two, three. So now we're at five. So I have two old schools. I have a Land Rover D90. It's the only, it's tight. It's the wifey's. And I got my Lincoln Continental. And then I have my truck, my Shelby. And then we have the Audi that I've had since 2010, which I love. The Audi A8L, which is a great car.
Yeah.
And then we have an Escalade. So that's all our cars. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm good. Yeah. Our nanny drives the Audi. I drive my truck. And then the two old schools I drive, like I drive the D90 all the time, but because it's got a fatty system, but... It's drop top too.
You done.
And you have a teepee.
And he has a teepee.
Do you have anything that's like kind of cool? Like he has a teepee. Is there anything that you have?
I got a golf cart.
A golf cart.
Ooh, okay. What kind? I got a Rolls Royce golf cart.
Yeah, I got a regular basic.
What?
To check mail?
It's in Kansas City. I live on a golf course in Kansas City.
Dude, so I gotta show you my golf cart.
Yeah, I need to
swear. It's a 4-seater.
Yeah.
3 in the front, 3 in the back.
That's more than 4.
Well, it's just 4. But you know, little kids. Right? I got to think of what I have.
Yeah.
We doctored that thing up. And it looks like it's a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
We got it fixed up. That thing is banging. Got a little system in it, too?
I got the basic one.
No. No.
Yeah.
No offense. You too much said basic, dog.
That's how it is. It's like rules of colors you can have at the golf course that I live on in Kansas City.
Okay, what colors can you have?
It's just, you only have white. Right.
I'd have platinum white.
Yeah, just basic.
Shaq, I lived at Isleworth, and they had to make rules, right? Because Shaq had a golf cart with rims on it, a system on it. I heard they had to make rules. These are all hearsays. They had to make rules for Shaq, no motorcycles, because he had a hog. So he would take his hog all down to Isleworth, I think it's 2 miles, front gate to back gate. And this is a super elitist gated community. It's the most beautiful area I've ever lived in and may ever live in.
Yeah.
Man, he said he was going 50 down the second.
He also has a blue roof.
Super blue roof. His house is so big, man. Vince Carter's house, his house, Grant Hill's house, some of the biggest houses I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm like, hey, Grant. Yo, if Obama stays at your house, you know you got it. You know you got a crib.
Right.
Obama stays at G Hill's house whenever they go to Orlando.
What?
Oh, yeah. They shut down the lake, in front, behind, FBI agents all over that joint.
That's like, crazy.
Can you roll down your window, sir? Mr. Fry, hello. And they have like a little thing that tells them, based on my license plate, Mr. Fry, hello. You can go ahead.
So what you're telling us right now is that you've been to Grant Hill's house while the former President Obama was there.
No. I don't go near the house when he's there. But I've been in G Hill's house. Okay. G Hill's my guy. That's my guy. We played in Phoenix together. He's a great, great teammate. It's actually like one of the most talented players. Him and Vince are by far one of the two most talented players I've ever played with, hands down, because at 37, 38, he was faster than everybody. could defend most guys. And it was just like, and I'm 35, and I'm like, Lord, please, just let me just make it up and
down. Great teammates. Why, Jenny?
I think Grant was chill, but he also had like a little fire in him sometimes. So like me, like last game, I got a little fired up. Mm-hmm. But like, I like that. Like, I don't mind talking shit with Bobby Portis. Like, I like that he wants to talk shit. Like, our records aren't the best right now, but the fact that you care enough to look at me dead in the eye, crazy, but and talk shit, I roll with it.
Yeah.
I'll talk shit to you all day. Like, I'll just, you know, there are certain things that I can say, I'll stop the conversation. But for me, I like that. Like, it shows a passion, you know?
Petty.
It's just so boring. Like, sometimes playing basketball, like, nobody plays basketball every day. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Let's, you know, good game, whatever, man. Sometimes you got to say, man, fuck you. Right? AB. AB's not
facts,
a talker.
Facts, yeah. But
no, he's
talking.
Not.
He said, I'm AB not talking at all.
I'm saying facts, like, facts to what he said. But yeah, I ain't talking.
When's the last time somebody said something to you?
That's what I was going to say. Anybody get under your, I mean, who's the last person to get under your skin, if anyone?
What? My daughter. That's who the last person to get under my skin. You know how almost two-year-olds be terrible twos.
I do.
Wow.
Wait till she gets three.
I do.
Yeah, so that's the... I can't think of the last person on the basketball court.
This doesn't happen to you? You're not wired that way?
Nah, I don't. What you going to say to me in the basketball game? Unless they come in my manhood, and it's different. I ain't never had nobody come in my manhood. Right. So
wait. So when you were growing up, were you always like this quiet kind of weirdo?
Nah, I'm just low-key.
Nah.
Wait.
Did you have friends
you were
growing
in high
up?
School,
like,
you weren't talking
shit? Did you have a best friend?
Probably. I was talking crazy. Cocky. All that.
But then what happened?
I just guess I don't know. I only talk when I got something to talk about. If I don't, I don't talk about it.
Damn. I think we're opposite because I just be talking to
people. He just talks.
I be talking sometimes. You know what? I don't like quiet. I'm not used to quiet.
Yeah.
So at your house, do you just use like hand signals?
Nah, I talk to my girl. Nah, me and my girl be talking. We be talking about, I be talking about my girl. She be talking back about me. You know, I like to joke on people. You know, that's fun.
You're a comedian?
Yeah, I like to joke on people.
I've never seen this.
See, we like to hear it. Right, that's what I mean. I think we'd all like to hear that.
I like to joke on my girl a lot, you know, because she's just funny.
The jokes. Because she's from St. Louis.
Yeah, that's
so she gets your Kansas jokes.
That too, but it's funny. And, you know, it's our little thing, you know.
Who's
it's,
Colorado's rival?
Colorado State.
That's disgusting.
Rams. Yeah, right.
Have it's you disgusting. Ever lost to them?
My freshman year, we did, and they rushed the court, you know. My second year, we beat them, and then I left school
got
after
under
that.
Your skin, so, was it?
Nah, I'm 17, 18 in college. You know, college is unbelievable. If anybody ain't been to college on this, listen to it. This is unbelievable.
Go
I had a great
to
time.
College.
Yeah, it's great.
My 2 years, four
have
semesters
a great time.
Was great.
It'll be the best debt party you've ever had in your life. Listen, if you want to get into debt and have a good time, go to college.
Man, college is an amazing experience, man.
If you didn't play basketball, what would you do?
I have no idea.
Exactly. I was just about to ask him if he was one of the officials in the NFL that had to be like, okay, I'm also a lawyer or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. People ask me all the time. I really wouldn't know. Thank God I don't got to know.
I mean, obviously, I mean, you have to be happy with the way that going to the NBA went. Yeah. But if you had to do it over again because you enjoyed the college experience so much, would you maybe stay another year or two?
Nah. I might have left for even.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The NBA life is
NBA
too attractive.
It's totally different than college life, right? And just being able to take care of your family.
Right.
Second to none.
Right.
At what point did you know you were like, all right, I'm out of here, man? Who told you?
Yeah, probably my freshman summer, like towards the end.
What happened?
Just was killing. I went freshman of the year. Mm-hmm. I was going to leave that year.
What?
My coach said I wasn't ready. Big 12. Big 12. That's Tristan. We played Tristan my sophomore year. We beat
Tristan?
Them.
Tristan? Yeah. Really?
Who's Tristan?
Tristan.
Tristan? I know Tristan. I don't know. Tristan.
Nutrition. We got Mahoney's. We got.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so tell us about that game.
Tell us about that game. His freshman year. They was beating us. They was number one in the country. They was beating us at halftime by a lot. And we just came back and won.
How did he play?
TC, so you don't say I'm gonna say his name right. But he played great. That's why he went four, I think.
He did go four.
He for four, right?
2011, Kyrie's draft. Kyrie won. Tristan.
I remember I was in Phoenix and our GM was like, yo, I'll take Tristan Thompson number one right now if we had that pick. And I was like, who? I was like, boy, you better stop it.
He's a man amongst boys, man.
Do you remember what the debate was back then?
It was a dog.
It was Derek Williams.
Yeah,
I played
Arizona.
With D-Will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or my draft. Or Kyrie.
Who do you like
D-Will?
About him?
Who?
D Williams.
Just versatile, especially very athletic in that Arizona, man. He was doing a lot, so he was going crazy.
Booming. Yeah, he's dunking one of the most everything. Explosive, man. Like explosive human beings. Like D Rose, even when he was with us, is also explosive just off the ground. Like some guys float, some guys like kind of just pop off the ground, but like an explosion comes from his feet when he jumps up.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Well, mine is like a drawbridge.
I've heard that.
Is this still going? Is this still going?
That makes total sense.
I used to be way more bouncier. Then I said, this is too much energy. So I'm very much, I'm like a koala bear basketball. I like conserve energy until the last second. Like, you know, like I'm getting ready for hibernation.
That's interesting.
That's what we're back to GL again with this.
With his
animals.
That is hilarious.
So, Alec, since we weren't going to talk about basketball, what is your favorite top five movies? Not to be random.
All top five or just one?
Just
top couple. Just whatever you got. Whatever you got.
My favorite ever is House Party.
Oh, wow. That's.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
That's probably the first time I've heard that.
It's a good, great movie. What
it's
you
a great movie. But all time?
Yeah, either that. I mean, what you want me to say?
Something like Shawshank Redemption?
Nah, nothing like that.
So
like
what's the two?
Dark Knight. Okay.
That's not two, though.
Huh?
Two is Belly. I'm that guy.
I like Belly.
Third is...
I think the acting was a little shitty, but, you know, they're rappers.
Third is New Jack City.
Okay.
See, I'm it's a trend.
If you throw a Madea I'm going to leave.
But probably Dark Knight go four, and then... Five, probably Do the Right Thing.
Oh, okay. That's a great
movie.
Okay, one, two,
solid.
Very solid movies.
That's still do five classics.
Five, they are classic, but all-time movies.
Yeah, that and Wolf of Wall Street, that's on there too.
Wow, okay.
That's not...
Now, why did you like these movies?
Because, I don't know, I just like them. I relate to them, except for Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't know.
I count
that.
Exactly. What relationship?
I just thought that was so dope. The way my buddy played the role, I think it was just dope.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say the name because you've been going on my names. I've been saying all day. So.
Just say it. We're good.
Yeah, just say it. We'll edit your bad names. It's Scratch Curry.
But yeah, just it's a dope movie. I think everybody should see it. Dang, that was classics. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all look at me like that. Since y'all classics.
Which
movies.
One?
All of them.
Well, I guess I'm used to hearing. Well, everyone's different, but I mean, I didn't hear any Coming to America or anything like that. Great. That's usually up there.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
What is?
No comedies in there, huh?
Yeah.
Not a comedy.
House Party's a comedy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. House
Party was funny,
though. Right.
House Party was very good.
One, two, and three, not four. Four is terrible.
One, two, and three?
Yeah, four is terrible.
Stop it.
Two and three is aggressive.
Yeah.
Adding two and three is
one,
aggressive.
One, two is, okay. Yeah. Three is. Stop it. Stop it.
When they changed the cast in four, that's when it got, I couldn't watch it.
Really? That's when
it happened.
Didn't happen at three. Didn't happen at two.
Interesting.
And I said Juice. Everybody, I mean,
okay, Juice. I wrote with
you.
Juice.
Didn't say Juice.
Yeah, I said third.
No, you said Belly.
You said, yeah.
I thought I said,
you didn't say Juice.
I thought I said House Party, Belly, and Juice, and
something like Dark Knight.
Said Dark Knight, then I said, Do the Right Thing.
Other than Jay-Z, favorite top three artists all time?
All time, other than Jay-Z, I'm a big Fabulous fan.
Oh, I like it.
Fabulous fan.
I like him too.
I like Biggie, but I wasn't really around. I couldn't, you know, around that time I was young, but I like Biggie.
How old are you? What are you, 20?
27.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm almost 30, right?
You're a baby.
Year eight, right? Year eight?
Year eight in the league, right? It's crazy. It goes by fast.
Do you remember your first game?
Yeah, against Kobe.
Oh.
It was a lockout year.
Barbecue chicken.
LA. Man.
Barbecue chicken, dude. You had no chance.
Were you guarding him? Or?
A couple of times. I didn't really play my rookie year, but okay. I saw the mom. I see why they call my mom, but that day. So.
Oh, no. Yeah. He got
first
you.
First game, didn't play in Boston. Coach is like, you good during preseason? Channing, we got you. First game. You can get some minutes. Okay, coach. DMP.
Who's coaching?
Oh, Larry Brown. Mm-hmm. Next game, at home versus Dallas. Channing, we're going to start you. Huh? Who? Channing, we're going to, you have to guard Dirk.
Come on. First round, eighth pick overall, 2005 NBA draft. Channing yes. Frye.
Yeah, the 05, I was, man.
You said white tees. What was it? I mean, what?
Yeah, probably.
Air Force 05. Ones were yeah. crisp. Were this
Channing, can
still
you
hot?
Can you name that's the what, seven guys picked before you that year?
By that time.
In yeah. order?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
In order.
I'm looking.
Charlie Villanueva, seven.
Right. You can go one through seven if that makes
one,
a little
Andrew Bogut.
Right.
Two, Marvin Williams.
That's right.
Three, Darren Williams.
Very good.
Four, Chris Paul.
That's correct.
Five, Martell Webster.
Martell Webster went six.
Oh, five?
Who went five?
Ooh, I'm going to forget this. What team? Tell me the team.
Tell you the college or tell you the team that picked him?
No, no, the team that picked him.
Charlotte. Still playing is right.
Oh, fuck.
He don't know.
Bogut out of Utah. No. Marvin Williams out of UNC. Darren Williams out of Illinois. Chris Paul, Wake Forest. This guy. Martell Webster and Charlie Villanueva out of UConn.
Me and then Ike Diagu, Andrew right. Bynum.
Yeah.
And then this guy went to Orlando who never played, Fran Vasquez.
Well done. He went 11th.
Yeah. God, who's sick?
Who went to the Clippers 12th? He also never played.
Oh.
Yaroslav Korolev.
Yeah, I don't know Yaroslav. Sounds like a boxer's name. Mm-hmm. But that's, okay, hopefully you need to edit that out. That was a little racist. Okay, who was six?
It wasn't. Who was sixth? He went to North Carolina.
Oh, Raymond Felton.
That's correct.
Was huge back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, not literally, but yeah. Like they love him in New York, which is shocking. I didn't think like
Darren Williams. What I mean, obviously,
yo,
Darren
D. Williams here, was not.
So
the
here's
D.
a question:
Williams, he was. In Utah.
This is a question.
He was a savage.
That's the question for you. Yeah. Darren Williams, A, in Utah, you know, when he was there as a player. Yeah. B, obviously there was a lot of fallout with the Jerry Sloan situation. Yeah. I mean, how is Darren Williams still regarded right now, would you say, by the fan base in Utah?
I think they show him love now. I think they reconciled their relationship. Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't know. I wasn't a part of it. But, you know, everybody's going to show Jerry Sloan love. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, Goldie. You know, he still goes to the games to this day. I think he was at the game. When we was just there. When we played the Cavs.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was.
We played there.
Right.
So I think it's back to. I don't think it's ever going to be what it was when he was at All-Star just because of how it fell out. But
right.
It's still good.
Do you talk often to Jerry Sloan when you were playing for the Jets?
Every time he was around.
Is that right?
He showed me a lot of love.
Yeah.
You know, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to show for me to come in and show him that type of love. You know, just everybody. All the fans. John used to come back. Carl used to come back. There's still a couple players that used to play back then that come around. So it's very family oriented over there.
Yeah. When those guys talk to you, do they ever want to talk X's and O's or is it just general stuff?
I want to say, Carl.
Like try to help you out a little bit?
Carl was more with the big man. Mm-hmm. I mean, his message, I guess, applies to everybody. Mm-hmm. But John, he was X and O. I actually worked out with him a couple of days. I flew to, we was in Washington, wherever, I think Spokane, wherever Gonzaga's at. And we worked out for a couple of days. And that was, taught me a lot.
What was it like playing there, being the only game in town, professionally speaking?
It's just like, we like the Beatles out there.
Yeah.
You know, when the Beatles come to town, MJ come to town.
Right, right.
It's just like here you go.
I don't think it's like
it was like that. They show so much love out there.
I'm pretty sure it's not the Beatles.
It's like that. It's definitely, no. It's like that.
Beatles or Backstreet Boys?
I'm not a, but we like that out there.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was out there like that. They show so much love to everybody.
Mm-hmm. We promised that we wouldn't talk too much basketball, but let me ask you this. I mean, I think you get moved from Utah. I mean, you've been around. You know the business.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that like for a player who all he has known for 7.5 seasons in the NBA is Utah?
I think, I don't know. It's exciting at the same time as bittersweet because I'm leaving somewhere I've known for 7.5 years, but then I'm getting a new opportunity to come to Cleveland. So and I get back with Hood, you know, that's my man, known him in Utah, mm-hmm. and just get to know new people, you know, like my guy sitting across from me. So, you know.
Hold on, I've had 40 points before?
Oh, here we
he's
go.
He's still looking.
Patting his stats
he's still
right
looking
now.
At his game.
No, line. I didn't know that.
Yes,
what's
you
the first
did.
Emotion, though, that goes
no,
through
I did
you?
Not.
What's the first emotion that goes through you when you get that call?
When I got traded. Like I didn't get a call. They told me face-to-face.
Who told you?
Dennis Lindsley, the GM, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Coach Quinn. They told me face-to-face in Brooklyn, in the locker room. So, I mean, it just – what, where my family gonna move to, all that type, you know, the little stuff.
Expecting it at all?
Not really. But you never know in this business, so.
But it's pretty cool because you talk about how important family is to you. Rodney Hood obviously just had twins as a boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are really close, and then you talked about Channing. He has a family too. Do you guys kind of go out or learn?
We're literally
from one
right
another?
Next door to each other.
Yeah, I literally live like 100 feet from him.
I can throw a rock
at his
house. Yeah, it's really bothering me.
What are you looking at your game logs on Basketball Reference right now? What in particular are you trying to find out?
When we played Boston.
Oh gosh, that's
sorry. Boston or Dallas?
Boston.
You're talking about you were talking about your first. That might have been preseason, right?
It might have been preseason.
They don't
it
have
a
preseason.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
they don't have preseason. That's a little scary, huh? Do you remember your first bucket?
Hell no.
Yeah, see?
You know how many buckets I've got? Dirty buckets.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
You know what? I remember this. I remember more stories. I remember going to my first game, supposedly, maybe in my mind. You know, this might be Memento or something. I don't know. Of Jamal Crawford going,
oh boy,
yo, this is your first game. I was like, yeah. He goes, nervous. And I go, hell yeah. And he goes, dude, this is going to go by so fast, man. Remember this moment. This is going by fast. Have fun. Relax. You're good. And I was like, okay, cool. And then that's what I remember getting barbecued. It might have been somebody else, but it was all good. But like, I always remember those moments. And then, you know, I always remember telling every rookie, like the first game, like, hey, like, this is the beginning of your new year, new season, new everything. Like, this go by so fast. We're already almost 50 games down of year 14, right? This is 14 for me? 14, God.
Jeez.
Like, I just was a rookie.
What did you learn in your rookie season?
Do what you told. It could get hectic real fast for you. So I learned that.
We got good rookies, though. Yeah. Colin and Jaron, JB, are good rookies.
I seen the worst. I had Ennis as my rookie partner. He didn't want to do nothing. Mm-hmm. So they treated you as such. If you don't want to do nothing.
If you do the little things,
you'll be all right.
Nobody's going to bother you.
Man,
if you don't want to do the little things, like little things is like to me, hey, Colin, I asked Colin, and I'm definitely, I would say that's my rookie. I would say, Colin, go get me. I need a charger for my Nintendo Switch and give me two of the newest games. He goes, okay, perfect. Boom. So now for the next two or three road trips, he gets my per diem. Hey, Colin, it's too cold. Take my luggage. Keep it till the next day. Like, I don't feel like being out here in the snow. Okay, cool. Whatever. Colin, I need adult electrolyte because I played 20 minutes. Or, you know, I had a really hard workout. Or, Colin, go get, you know, my pre-workout, you know, whatever, because I got to run miles. Okay, no big deal, right?
Yeah.
That is literally it. You could do that on your phone.
For those who aren't as familiar with the NBA circuit, this is typical. I mean, this is expected. This
is how it's so
worse. My point
worse.
Being that you so that the rookies must do what you tell them to do.
Yeah.
That's all. For those who are a little bit newer to the game, a little bit newer to the league.
Right? I also tell him, you're totally allowed to tell me no on any of this. Like, he was going to go, I think he left his car at the airport with my luggage. He was going to go to the airport. Now, I live in Westlake. He lives downtown. He was going to drive downtown to the airport, then come to see me in Westlake, then go back downtown. I said, dude, don't worry about it. I'll come to the gym tomorrow, get an extra workout, do whatever I got to do. Just put it in my car for me. No big deal. But, like, that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. It's like, you do me a favor. I'm going to respect your time. Like, I'm not – like, I know guys like Danny Granger and who is a big fella, the big guy from Colorado. Remember, got drafted – play for Indiana.
Chris Coburn? Not Chris Coburn. No. The other dude I know you're talking about.
Small arms, could dunk.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Crazy smart guy.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I can't think of his
was name. So athletic. He broke a rim when we were 17 at a tournament, broke a whole hoop because he dunked. He was 270, just bounced. But anyways, I guess they said Reggie Miller, he was a rookie. Reggie was last year.
It was
Reggie his made
name.
Him mow his lawn with a regular mower, no motor mower. And now imagine what Reggie Miller's house looks like in Indiana. Except it took him 3 hours and Reggie was out there with lemonade. He's like, yo, Rook, go get me some lemonade. We had to go in the house, get the lemonade, come back. And like
David Harrison?
Yes.
David
Harrison was an absolute gorilla.
What did you have to go through?
Seven
your
foot.
Your rookie year.
280 pounds.
I told you, Harrison. With bounce. and disgusting bounce and mean. What did I have to go through?
Yes.
Seasons, 189 games.
Popcorn in your car? No. They wouldn't do that. My vets were pretty chill. I had Maurice Taylor, Jalen Rose, Malik Rose, obviously, Jamal Crawford. I had Steph Marbury. He made me sit next to him.
Sit next to him where?
On an airplane.
Was honestly, that like a punishment?
No. He was just like, I watch film. I want you to watch film with me. Okay. So like, I appreciate, like Steph, I think is very misunderstood. I think he likes poking the bear as a personality. And I think he forgets how popular he is. Because really like, Steph is so talented. Man. So talented. Like, if people watch Steph Marbury film, like, if you skip him doing a Vaseline thing or skip him crying or being emotional, like, Steph was so good playing basketball. It was frustrating to be like, when he wanted to go, he could easily get you 30, 12, and 7 with two or three steals and win a game. But it was like, it took a lot for him to be motivated.
Yeah.
To like, not motivate, that's the wrong word, to be engaged. I think when you're at that level, sometimes it's too easy. Sometimes it really is. And I think, you know, it happens to a lot of guys now. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of guys now are not engaged daily, where, you know, you look at Russell Westbrook, where he is extremely talented. Is he the most talented guy in the NBA? No. There's guys 1,000 times more talented than him, but they're not engaged every game, where he is an absolute savage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking game.
Every game.
Right? Every game. And that should have been the normal. Yeah. Right? Like, for a guy at that level with that much talent. But it's not anymore. So when a guy like that plays hard every game, he's a special talent. But how do you not play hard every game? Like, it's crazy to me.
Marbury, 96-09. During that span, averaged 19 points per game, 7 seasons of 20 points or more. 7.
It's unbelievable.
It's one of the greatest.
Yeah, and then Jamal Five Crawford. Different teams.
Jamal Crawford was one of my favorite players of all time.
One of the
all time
nicest human beings.
I was devastated when he left in Atlanta.
You know, this is the truth. I voted for him for sixth man.
Yeah.
Back when broadcasters had votes, they've taken them away since because the reasoning is that too many contracts are related to that, and broadcasters work for teams or whatnot. Back, we would vote for MVP. We'd vote for sixth man. I voted for him for sixth man. He won it. Sent me an email. Said, "Hey man, I don't know you, but thanks for your vote."
Dude, he is that guy
out of the blue, right?
And here's what's funny.
He didn't have the dinner. It was little or whatever. I said, that's pretty cool. Right?
Yeah.
He's Jamal amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Just nicest.
I agree.
But what's funny about him? It's like, okay, in the summer, Alec, what do you do? Do you like, you have a kind of plan? Like, how do you work out? Do you just go hoop or do you just, you like go shoot shots?
Yeah, I work out. I hoop. I try to hoop, maybe, but I really work out.
How about this guy? He started practicing spot shots
literally
4 years ago.
It's just a hoop, what? Riley.
He has his own pro-am
in
Seattle.
That,
and he goes there every summer. So all he does to stay in shape is hoop. All the time. That's all he does. That's all dope. The time. All summer.
So you get your
every
game, right?
Day. All just when you say,
isn't he one of those
say, I love basketball.
Isn't he one of those players? Like, I was just about to say,
like,
you
I know
can just
LA, they
tell
have, like, the
by looking at him
that.
Within 3 minutes when he checks in. He's always checking in. He's coming off the bench.
Yeah.
This guy just loves it.
Yeah, they got one in Kansas City, but I didn't play in it, though.
Why not?
Just I didn't. I wasn't.
You're scared?
Too big time.
Who's the next big thing out of Kansas?
Kansas City?
Yeah. Who's the next big thing? Are you even connected to the city like that?
Yeah.
Where do you stay during the summer?
I stay in Kansas City.
What part of Kansas City?
I stay out the ways.
Man.
Out the
Why?
Ways. And cause I
what
bought
is
a house.
Out the ways of Kansas City? Kansas
out the way. City I bought a house out the way. So
it's, you stay in Wichita?
Nah, I stay on golf course. So that's out the way. Maybe like 20
Are you
minutes
on acres?
From downtown. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How many acres?
George Hill, baby.
Needs a
not
golf.
Like that. Like,
needs
like
a golf needs a golf course.
Acre. Not too crazy. Because the golf course is right behind it.
That's and it?
Like, it's not nothing crazy. Yeah. It's
but you got a little
kid.
Baby bottle acre.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. I don't got no 100 acres or nothing like that.
How do you not have 100 acres in Kansas? So the real estate market must be ridiculous. You get 10,000 square foot house, $5.
I wish. $5 keep I wish it was like that. Nah, just I don't play in it. You know, that's all. The pro-am, that's what we was talking about. I just don't play.
So what do you do during the summer?
Like, I just work out and hoop my friends. That's what it basically is, you know. I don't know. my guys I grew up with, you know. You know,
NBA player
and you try to hoop with regular, they feel like this their chance to, mm-hmm. you know, show you how they supposed to be where you at. And then it gets into,
yeah, I ain't that's got time for that. College kids. Yeah. I go to PSU, yeah. UP, University of Portland, Portland State. And like semi-pro guys, but I like that because they
like they try to go at you.
And here's the thing: I tell them, I said, "Listen, I'm here for conditioning. Now listen, don't be fooled by what my game is on TV. I got shit in the bag now. For summertime, I got shit in the bag. Now, I can't do it in the real game, but this." I got time.
You got time. Oh,
you gonna get that nigga down. Look. Nah. You gonna get that dude.
But you didn't even know that you scored 40 points. How do you?
No, that was minutes. That was minutes.
Oh.
That was
minutes. Yeah, that's how it be in the summer.
Oh, I know. And then I got, then coach told me stop shooting. It's actually, if you ask anybody on that team that was at that practice, they were shocked that Coach Brown told me that. What? So I had 2 30-point games in a month. Right. I was rookie of the Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month, I think twice. The next practice after we played Milwaukee, one of those games, I had 30. Right. Because Andrew Bogut, right, obviously. So I was like, oh, I'm fired up, right? So he goes, Channing, no more jumpers. No more face-up jumpers. Now, I didn't shoot threes. It was all face-up, jab. He was like, they're going to scout you, and you need to get better at doing this. So in practice, you see where Alec is? Alex is about 10 feet away from me. That's where David Lee would guard me. And now if I shot a shot, coach would sub me out. He'd be like, Channing, come set him aside. Drive the ball. Now I'm like, coach, he's right there. Like, that's not even – it's unrealistic. So Steph and Jamal and Malik Rose are like, Channing, shoot the ball every time you touch it. Like, it's going in. And these are good shots for us. Face up, Jay, hook shot, face up jumper,
whatever. What about games or practice now?
Oh, practice.
All right, right.
Practice. And then by the time I went in the game, like, I'm a big practice or play how I practice guy. Whatever I practice, that's how I'm gonna do in the game. Yeah. And like, I can't just make something up. My body don't move like that. Right?
That's true, because I've heard him say, I'm not rolling to the basket. I'm a pop-out guy.
No, I'm not rolling. Unless I got a run and start.
You doing it in the summertime?
Even as a rookie?
No, even in the summertime, I play point guard. Serious. No, I play like what Larry does. That's how I play during the summer. It's the only way to get in shape.
Yeah.
Right? Because if I have the ball, I tell everybody where to go for the most part. And I get to practice passing, I'm actually very happy about this year. Your boys are up there getting
that summer. That summer hoop different, though. They think it's sweet like this. Like, I got here off nothing. Like, so you got we're gonna go at it in the summer. And that's why I just try to avoid all that. You know, just work out, get in shape, get cardio. All
right. Oh, yeah, I'll be sprinting the floor. Yeah. But if you play like mid-majors, PSU, they try UP, to go at you. What?
And we're going to go said, right back at you.
So Portland State's a little bit more like one-on-one, a little bit more urban. And UP is definitely get ready for back screens, backdoor passes, two-handed.
A little bit more,
you know what I'm saying? Two-handed bounce passes, shit like that. Right? But it's great to play both teams because then I'm ready for whatever. You got to box out every time because somebody's trying to dunk on you if you go to PSU. Or you get a box out every time because you got a guy like Sabonis running up your back who's 6'7" Sabonis, you know, and he's getting to, but like, I appreciate that. Like, that's the summertime bump,
man,
is fun.
It is. It brings out character. You get to work on your moves. And people just, I'm not about to be on nobody's Instagram highlight though. So I'm going to come right back at you.
Oh, no.
For sure.
I will. I'm not going to
be that guy. Because, you know, the internet, everything nowadays, it's only take one person to say, oh, man, they was doing this and that. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for that. I'm going right back.
You're not
at
even
you.
On the internet.
So I know. Right. But somebody going to tell me about it. So I don't got time for that.
You're not on Instagram? Are you on Twitter?
I got anything? A Twitter, but I got probably 100
What's
tweets.
Your Twitter?
He said 100 tweets.
Maybe. I think I got let me see.
Alec, what's your Twitter
handle? Alec Bergstein. That's what it is.
Alec Bergstein. Right. Are you even verified?
Yeah, I'm verified. I got me a little stamp on it. I got 161 tweets.
How many followers do you have? Alec, how many followers do you have?
Oh, good lord.
57.
What format is this?
Wait, 57?
Eco.
Yeah, oh, 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000.
That's a bot. Alec, okay, here we go. We're going to switch this up.
Yeah.
This is what we call, because we've been here an hour. 7:43. 2 minutes. Are you ready?
Focus on this.
Yeah. Okay. Ready. Alec.
It's critical.
If you could be any superhero, what would it be?
I don't know. I'd be Thor. Does that count?
Yes, yeah. It counts.
That's a superhero.
If you could have any superpower, what would it count? Yes, it what would it be?
Oh, the answer is... what's that called? You know what I'm talking about. When you could go anywhere, anytime. Yeah.
Teleportation?
Right there.
All right. What's your favorite food?
Barbecue.
What is your favorite part of barbecue?
What you mean, like the sauce?
Like, why do you like barbecue?
Just the way it's made and the way it tastes. The sauce.
Okay, what is your favorite barbecue piece of meat?
Can I say brisket?
Yeah, brisket is a piece of meat, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, I like sliced meat. So many. How can I choose one?
Okay.
I'm going to go brisket. I'm going to go brisket.
We're here for you.
I'm going to go brisket.
Would you rather be punched in the face by Mike Tyson or kicked in the nuts by a professional soccer player?
Kicked in the nuts, definitely.
Oh, have you never seen heard Mike anybody Tyson? Pick that
one. No, never. Nobody picks that one.
I'm not getting hit by Mike Tyson at all.
Okay.
You see what he do?
I've seen him in person. Yeah. He's like a rabid brain.
I'll be all right. I take the cough, you know, a couple times.
Right.
I'll be all right. But that punch is going to be forever.
Soccer player.
Yeah. That punch going to be forever.
Okay, wait. Yeah, would you rather get one of your ears chopped off or one of your fingers?
Dang. Oh, man. Yeah, probably. I need my hand.
Ears okay. For sure.
Ears for sure.
Go ahead, chop a little bit off.
Okay. Would you rather live in India or let me name somewhere
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
India. I'll probably pick St. Louis. Definitely. I'll pick St. Louis.
Okay. Yeah. If you could bring back one person, okay, how about this? Let me not do that. Let me say you had to bring back either. Oh, no. Here we go. Last question.
Got to ring back.
If you could bring back one person,
yeah.
Who would it be? Anybody.
Bring back from the dead?
Yeah. A conversation. So let me phrase it. Bring back one person and have a great conversation with them.
I ain't gonna say no family members. I think I'm gonna go celebrity. I wanna bring back Aaliyah. I think she was gone before her time.
It's just you just sad. Wanna do some smooches.
Nah.
Think just you gonna know, zombie sad. Smoocher?
Nah. Aaliyah, man. People gone before their time, man. It's just sad. Nah. Before they can really touch the earth.
Yeah.
It's a sad story. Where were you when that happened?
This
that
guy,
was sad. Well,
I was young.
Diverse my jokes like
look,
nobody
see,
else.
Look.
Nah.
No. That's sad. I'm with you there.
I'll bring back Aaliyah.
I'm with you there for sure.
All right,
Alec Burke. What do else? You want to keep going or are you done?
Burks.
Whenever y'all want to talk about it, let's talk.
What's been the best part about being a dad?
Just seeing somebody. She looked like me. So just seeing.
Ooh, damn. Baby, no. Baby
just
girl,
being,
no.
Seeing a twin, right? Just seeing somebody.
You're a twin?
No, seeing a twin like a version of it, that's I think that's dope to me. And she just clings on everything I do. She want to be like me. And her mama, she got her mama attitude, but it's just dope, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and being part of the birth process, I mean, seeing a child be born is crazy. Unbelievable experience.
Angela.
Man. Ooh. It was crazy.
Nope.
I'm not saying this right now. It's amazing.
What is that face?
They had to come get me off the floor.
That's why I heard horror stories at first.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was good the whole week.
You were good the whole time.
Yeah, I was good.
All four regular?
Regular.
Regular or C? Regular?
Regular. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. It's great.
Yeah, the first three were super solid. The doctor's like, hey, Jake, don't look at this.
Yeah.
Okay, now what? Okay. Don't look. All right, look at this. Okay, you're doing good, girl. Let's do it. Come on, done. All right, awesome. Last doctor, not so much. She was more worried about what's going on. And so,
what, so you were
curious. So I'm like,
you were looking where you should not have been looking, is what you're saying. Right, all right. I understand.
Man.
No.
We're not supposed to watch the whole thing.
No, right. You're not.
You're right.
I watched it though. I wanted to see it.
You're supposed to be up
top. Oh, I'm up consoling. Top. But you know, console.
That's a good point.
Do you want more kids?
Consoling up top.
Yeah, I want a boy in the future. But if I get another girl, I'm cool with that. But two and through, I don't want two kids. I don't know how my man.
Well, he has 10 acres of land.
Yeah, I don't want two.
Pond.
Two and through.
It's actually one to two is the hardest. Mm-hmm. And then three to four wasn't shit, but two to three was a beast. Because it's like, you're like, fuck.
You're outnumbered.
Because one and two, like those two are kind of cool. They're like 19 months apart, mine. And then the next one was 4 years. So the first two, no diapers. You got it going. But they're not old enough to really. Like now, one and two, I'm like, yo, put your clothes on. Get something to eat. Take a shower. Get your clothes for tomorrow. Do your homework. All right.
And they're how old now?
Six and eight.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so they're like, cool, all right, we know the deal. And I said, we'll watch a movie. I done.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy, so I'd love to see the teaching parental skills of Channing Frye.
Oh, dog. Listen, I'll tell you this. It's a battle.
Oh, man.
Because here's the thing. They are adults and what they do. So I'm only home, you know, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, really, if you think about it. So when I get home, I got to be like, I have my rules that I tell them, but I have to be consistent. So I can't just say, I'm way more, when daddy's home, everything is tight.
Things don't change, right.
Things change, but a little bit. They don't.
Right.
They don't. And so for me, I'm like, I'm way more lenient. I'd be like, babe, like, let them stay up till 9. She'd be like,
I'm home.
They're going to be
sleeping. Give me an extra
half
hour.
Yeah, give me an extra hour with them so they get hype. Or, you know what? They can sleep in our room, but they can sleep on the floor.
Right.
Like, they like that. But then now the two-year-old, the savage.
Girl or boy?
Girl. Oh, I have one boy and three girls. Savage. Mm-hmm. She's the smallest, meaning she's normal size. And when I tell you, this little fucker is one of the funniest, most... Oh, no, don't edit that out. That's my little fucker, and I love her to death. But one or two, solid.
Right.
Four biggins, my baby. She's 10 months old. She's bigger than a two-year-old. That's how big she is. So number three.
She's going to be the one.
What?
She's going to be the one.
She runs the house.
Runs the show, yeah.
She will snatch something out of my son's hand. Now, my son is 8. He's almost 5 feet tall. Mm. Bullies him. Hey, mine, me, give me the phone. Yeah. Phone. She will bug him until he literally hands over the phone to her and looks at me like, what am I going to do? Like, have you ever seen a honey badger? That's her nickname. The honey badger. Right? A honey badger. If you ever watch nature shows, the honey badger is like one of the most fiercest, smallest animals in nature.
Have you ever seen
that
a honey badger?
That is my daughter. That is my daughter. And that's I'm nice. More like proud. It. I'm sorry for every man in the next 20 years. Like, whoever dates her, I'm sorry.
I'm apologizing.
I cannot wait to meet her. I'm pretty sure she's the greatest.
Oh, she's hilarious.
I cannot wait to meet
her. But then she got a switch now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, I'm not doing this. And none of y'all can make me move. Because number one, I'm going to scream louder than you guys want. And so to quell that savage beast, you got to figure out what that girl wants.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see this process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously.
Did you have a girl first or a boy first?
A boy first, thank God.
Did you
that's
want
awesome.
A boy first or did you want a girl first?
Dude, I come from, it's me and my brother, my cousin, his brother, my dad, his brother.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
All boys.
Yeah. So when I had a girl second, everyone was like, and I was like, oh, don't worry about it. And then we tried again. Girl. And I was like, well, and then, you know, my wife was like, no middle children. I was like, fuck.
You gotta go one more.
Yep.
Gotta go one more.
See, we two and through.
Right, boy.
Nuts. Two and through.
Two and through. And we're so wild about the girl, we're like, you know what? We'll take another girl for the second one.
Yeah.
And then we got a boy.
Of course.
Of course.
My son, I feel so bad for him sometimes because he's super chill, funny, super smart but sensitive, kind of like I am. But like,
he just described himself as
right,
super
exactly,
smart
super
and
smart,
sensitive.
It's like I am.
Sensitive. You know, I'm very empathetic. So like, he, these just girls like just like he's so big and strong.
Yeah,
he plays hockey. Right. So like, mm-hmm. if you can imagine, 8 year old,
which is the
5 foot,
which
kid
is the best.
Playing hockey, you know, he loves it. He plays, he's in a band, plays the drums too, but like, he gets bullied by them. They mind ninja bomb him all the time.
What?
Ninja bomb him in the mind. They'll be like, hey, dad says you can't have that phone. And he's like, what? No, yes, I can. She's like, dad said that you have to give me that phone. And he's like, no, he didn't. Okay.
The meanwhile, and she'll
walk away.
The 2 year olds tugging at him as well.
No, the 6 year old. My 6 year old.
But I mean, the 2 year olds ganging up.
Yeah,
on
yeah. Phone. Yeah. So, like, if he is watching something, they'll literally touch his phone until he watches what they want to watch. And then he has to go run downstairs to another TV to watch his show, which I totally respect. But not to wrap this up, since I'm, you know, carrying.
I was about to say, Alec, are you ready for your second now? Or no? Are you
not now?
Are you double?
Yeah. My daughter, wait, she got too much energy right now.
Dude, wait till 3. Has she said no yet?
Yeah, no.
Oh, goodness.
No. She started saying little words now. Everything. She's trying to pick up on everything she
So she talks.
Yeah, man. Like, she's trying to talk a lot.
No, no is one of your favorite words. You never want
to. Sure, she's a genius.
Nah,
she
don't know.
She chooses not to talk because her dad doesn't.
Nah,
talk.
We talk. We have a conversation that'd be dope.
To anyone.
Who?
Yeah. No. She does. One of your favorite words.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah. We be. Yeah, I'd definitely be saying no to you. You're right about that. Yeah, for sure. Facts. That's truthful speaking.
We're going to end on that. Alec has to go to dinner.
He does. Alec, thanks.
Room
man.
Service. Thank you.
Appreciate
for being
y'all,
here.
Man.
Alec, Kansas City, Channing.
Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Number love.
Hey, New York City. Kansas City.
Number
Shout
love.
Out. We're going to come there this summer.